Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria begin die week met 'n maksimum van 30 grade, Johannesburg 28 en eMalahleni 26.
Goeiemôre, ek is Felicity Reken in Kyalami op die R55, verkeerste buitewerking by Mynweg.
In your sport, India clinch a record third Champions Trophy after a dramatic win over New Zealand, and Manchester United hold Arsenal to a draw as the Gunners falter in their Premier title league chase.
Hulde blyk 'n stroom in na die dood van een van Suid-Afrika se grootste letterkundige en teaterikone. Die 92-jarige beroemde toneelskrywer, akteur, skrywer en regisseur Ethel Fugard is by sy huis in Stellenbosch dood. Fugard het meer as 30 toneelstukke geskryf oor 7 dekades, sy mees belangrike in die donkerste dae van apartheid, waarin hy die bewind gekritiseer het.
His penetrating sharp wit has left an indelible mark on our shared cultural heritage. And his acute understanding of our country's political and cultural makeup is unmatched.
Weskaap premier Ellen Wendy sê Suid-Afrika en die wêreld is armer en dat Fugard se nalatenskap toekomstige generasies sal inspireer. Fugard se boek Tsotsi, wat hy in 1980 gepubliseer het, het in 2006 die Oscar gewen vir beste buitelandse film. Hy het ook in 2011 'n Tony toekenning gekry vir sy lewenslange prestasies. Na ander nuus, in Limpopo is 9 OTM-bomverdagtes gister vasgetrek na 'n skietery met die polisie. Dit was kort nadat die groep Saterdagoggend 'n OTM in die Giani-gebied gebom en met 'n onbekende bedrag kontant gevlug het. Polisie glo die verdagtes was op pad Gauteng toe, toe hulle gister op die R81 naby winkelsentrum in Polokwane vasgekeer is. Ploftoestelle is in hulle 2 motors gevind, as ook 4 wapens, lewendige ammunisie en kontant. 4 van die verdagtes is Suid-Afrikaners en die ander 5 is buitelanders wat onwettig in die land is. In Gauteng het die polisie gister 6 verdagtes aangekeer in verband met 'n kontantwaarroof in Vanderbijlpark. Gauteng polisie woordvoerder Timakgatse Mephule sê die groep is in 'n huis in Everton opgespoor nadat hulle die wa geteken het wat geld by 'n OTM opgelaai het.
2 of the vehicles which were allegedly used in the commission of crime were also found in the yard and seized. The team further seized 3 pistols, 1 rifle, 5 cell phones and the money.
In internasionale nuus kry Kanada 'n nuwe leier. Mark Carney het die land se verkiesing gewen en gaan Justin Trudeau as Kanada se eerste minister en leier van die Liberale Party opvolg. Die 59-jarige Carney sal die Liberale na die algemene verkiesing lei wat teen Oktober moet plaasvind. Carney het in sy aanvaardingstoespraak Amerika se president Donald Trump gekritiseer vir die instelling van tariewe en herhaalde oproepe dat Kanada Amerika se 51ste staat sal word. En terug by die huis begin ons die week met 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms. Dis oor die sentrale en plateaurand gebiede van Mpumalanga, as ook die verre suidoostelike dele van Limpopo. Pretoria en Rustenburg vandag op na 30 grade, Johannesburg en Polokwane 28, Mbombela 29 en Malagleni 26. As jy op reis is, Kaapstad op na 25, Klibbega 23, Durban 27 en Bloemfontein 28. Ex-Gerda de Souza, the top story at this hour, tributes pour in after the death of South African-born and world-renowned anti-apartheid playwright and author Ethel Fugard.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
On Monday, just after the 7 o'clock news, I'm going to use words on radio that I've never used before. I have never been able to say this in public. We're not the only people who are excited about it. We've even had some good feedback coming in this morning from overseas.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, folks, huge news coming Monday from Martin Bester. Absolutely massive, okay? People are saying it's the biggest announcement in radio history, maybe even in all of history. Some say bigger than the moon landing, maybe bigger than my election victory, which, by the way, was tremendous. Nobody announces things better than me. But Martin, he's a close second, folks, a very close second. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. It's going to be huge.
And I'm not overselling it, and neither is he.
Yeah.
I want you to know that, okay?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.